It is time to begin. Let's sing number 304. That has to be in our hardcover book. For the Paul was playing just a moment ago, In the Garden. When I sing this song, I think of maybe Mary Magdalene going to the garden tomb by herself early in the morning. I think that's the imagery that that is here for us. And so let's sing it, and when we get to the last verse, I'd like to say something about that. Okay, 304. We thank you, Lord, that you've been doing that this weekend. You've been walking with us and talking with us and making us to know how precious we are to you by showering your love upon us. And Lord, we want to take that home with us and continue to walk with you, talk with you, and experience the love of Jesus in and through our lives. Thank you for what you've done in these days at camp. We know that there's another session before us, Lord, and another one after that. And Lord, we just continue to pray that you will manifest your goodness, your glory, your faithfulness throughout the whole camp season, Lord. Jesus, thank you for this place and the way you meet us here, for the privilege of serving you here, seeking you. We don't take that for granted, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to have a very brief service, I'm told, this morning. And that always makes people happy for some reason. I don't know. I like this song. The first two verses are Pilgrim Camp, and verse 3 is Going Home. I like to look at it that way. We come to the garden, come up to camp, we wait upon the Lord, we hear his voice. Jesus reveals himself to us, becomes more precious to us. But the Lord doesn't want us to stay. I would stay in the garden with him, even though it's getting late. But he tells me, no, go home. He bids me go. Through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. That's very intriguing to me. And it all made sense to me one time when I was reading the testimony of General Booth. There's two Booths, one that killed Lincoln. That's not the one I'm talking about. The one that founded the Salvation Army. He was on a train, and while he was traveling on the train, he had a vision. And he saw a dark, black sea, and people were drowning in that sea. Everyone was drowning. But in the middle of the sea, there was a mighty rock that rose up. And some people were climbing up on that rock. And they were finding, you know, they were saved. They were finding refuge there. And then they started reaching out to the other people that were drowning all around them. And they cut down trees and were reaching out with branches and whatever they can do to help rescue these perishing. But some of them, after a while, they climbed higher on the rock. And they forgot about the people that were drowning around them. And then they started waiting for the Lord to come. And so they had their little socials, and they would spend time enjoying one another. And then they would pray that the Lord would come to them. And they're looking up to heaven. And all the time, the Lord is in the sea, and he's calling to them, come and help me. Help me. Save these people. Through the voice of woe, his voice to me is calling. You know, when you go back home, so many people, they talk to you and you can hear that voice of woe. There's sadness behind their voice. There's desperation. There's hopelessness. And if we could hear the voice of Jesus calling through that voice of woe, to come and help, help, share the gospel, show my love to these people, be my hands, be my feet, be my voice to them. And so we come to Pilgrim Camp to get filled and fresh anointing, to grow in God. And then there comes a time when we go home and we allow God to use us in a greater way to share his love and the things that he's done for us with others. How many people you have, friends of yours, that complain to you, right? They like to complain. Or maybe they express their desperation and their hopelessness. Well, maybe that's the voice of Jesus calling to us to help him to minister to that one, to bring them to Christ. So that's my desire for you and for me too, that when we go back home, maybe things won't be different at home, but we'll be different. And we'll see our surroundings differently, and we'll see the people around us differently. And we'll say, Lord, now you've blessed me, and I am obligated to share that blessing with others. Praise God. Okay, so that's my thought. Shortest sermon I ever preached in my life. Now, Brother Tim and Brother John and whoever, Isaac, where's everybody? Okay, it's all yours.